You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso.
I'm Norma Martinez in for Louis Sines today. And in the studio with me right now is Maribel Villalba, the director of the Centennial Museum here on the UTEP campus. And well, welcome back to the show, Maribel.
Thank you, Norma. I'm happy to be here.
Well, the Centennial Museum, now that the Centennial celebration at UTEP is upon us, has been designated sort of the welcome center for the community and for the UTEP community for all the Centennial-related events. So maybe people who had maybe visited the Centennial Museum a year or two ago, what kind of changes would they have seen since the Centennial Museum became sort of the official welcome center?
Well, we did do a few physical changes just in terms of the colors and, you know, the exhibits that they'll see in the museum. Obviously, the museum's main mission will always be to promote the story of the Chihuahuan Desert. We not only do that through our permanent exhibit, but also through the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens. But in the main floor, where we usually have traveling exhibits or local exhibits about the Chihuahuan Desert or related to the desert, this year, you're going to see all UTEP exhibits. We kicked off the first of these exhibits, A Century of Transformations, in September when we officially unveiled the museum as the Welcome Center for the Centennial Celebration. And that's the official Centennial exhibit that's going to be up all of 2014. And then in another gallery, you're going to see a series of rotating exhibits also related to the Centennial Celebration but touching on different aspects of UTEP. Such as sports or the Chicano movement. We'll have a centennial photo contest toward the end of the year, you know, again, just to celebrate the centennial. And then we'll be doing a series of walking tours also that mostly originate at the museum, but again, that are themed differently every month and that touch on different aspects of UTEP's story through its buildings and its physical history here on campus.
So I guess maybe if people have been listening to the Minor Minutes here on KTEP and they want to learn a little bit more about those small little brief descriptions we've been giving about
right.
UTEP history, the Centennial Museum is the perfect place to come and
absolutely.
See
that. And what's great is that we're changing them so often, so there will always be something for people to come see that's different from the last time they came. These exhibits are meant to be short so that we can have plenty of them, so they'll be rotating every 2.5 to 3 months. The tours will be changing out every month. And so, I mean, it would be great if somebody could go on one of these tours every month, and by the end of the year, they will have so much behind-the-scenes knowledge of the UTEP campus that they were only able to get as a result of going on these walking tours.
Well, going back to the main exhibit, the Century of Transformations, and then that goes all the way back to the very beginnings of UTEP 100 mm-hmm. years ago. And people might be surprised to know that UTEP wasn't even founded on the land where we're sitting on right now.
Right.
It was actually on what's now Fort Bliss.
What's now Fort Bliss, absolutely. It's a beautiful exhibit, and I do have to give credit to Dr. Keith Erickson. He is the executive director of the Centennial Celebration, but he's also a history professor here on campus, and his love of history kind of tied into being the director of the Centennial Celebration. That's his work. I mean, he put all of the research into that, and so he designed that exhibit. And with the help of Ann Giangiulio, who teaches graphic design here on campus, I mean, that really is their project, and they did such a beautiful job. But it does touch on the different aspects of UTEP's history. The physical transformation, not just, you know, changing campuses, but also how the campus, once it was here, has changed from 5 buildings in 1917, you know, to more than 90 buildings today. Also, the changes in the names of the school, the students, the administration. I mean, it's just such a wonderful exhibit.
Does the Centennial Museum itself fall into the exhibit as a point of interest? Because I think that it's a pretty fascinating notion to know that the Centennial Museum was El Paso's very first museum.
You know, it has a wonderful story, and I love to tell that story because a lot of people who don't know about the Centennial Museum just assume that it was created recently for the Centennial Celebration. I'm always amazed to hear that because this is El Paso's oldest museum. And it's a happy coincidence that it shares the name Centennial, but it actually dates back to 1936 for the Texas centennial. Back in 1936, or even before that, the people of El Paso were hungry for a museum. And there were letters to the editor, you know, back in the El Paso Herald that, you know, were asking the city officials to build a museum here. And so there was a big push with local legislators reaching out to state legislators for money, you know, in honor of the Texas Centennial. So El Paso was one of several Texas cities to receive money for a museum. So at one point, there were several centennial museums in Texas as a result of that funding. Some of those have since closed. Some of those have changed their name. So we are the Centennial Museum for the Texas Centennial, but we're very happy to share the name with the UTEP Centennial this year as the official Welcome Center.
And is there a special story as to why it ended up on a university campus?
You know, when they were wanting to build a museum and they got the funding, there was a lot of debate as to where it should be. The obvious choice was in, you know, what we know now as downtown, which has always been a cultural hub. And they wanted it near the library, near other cultural facilities. And ultimately, they decided to do it here because they were going to get the university support to maintain it. That wasn't a very popular choice with a lot of people because if you remember back then, I mean, this was considered the boonies. And so people were going to have to travel so far to come to the museum. But ultimately, I think they made a wonderful choice because we have this beautiful building on campus that, you know, is still a showcase piece on the campus today.
Well, let's get back to some of the exhibits that you have that are surrounding the centennial celebration. And the most recent one just opened earlier this month, and it's called Miner Strong. And it focuses on the very popular history of UTEP athletics. And I think that when most people think of UTEP athletics and the big successes that it's had, we focus mostly on the 1966 championship team, the Texas Western team led by Don Haskins. But there have been other sports here on campus that might not get as much press, for example, as the football team or the basketball team, for example, track and field. They've sent so many Olympians.
That's absolutely right. And because of cross country and track and field, UTEP has won most of its national championships. Obviously, the one that we, you know, you just mentioned, the 1966 NCAA men's basketball championship. But in addition to that, we have, you know, almost 100 national championships that can be accredited to track and field and cross country. And that's an amazing feat. And you're right in that it doesn't get the attention that it probably deserves. And that's one of the reasons for this exhibit, I think, is to bring attention to other sports. The exhibit does a very good job of highlighting every sport that is currently on the UTEP roster. We also touch on sports that were once a part of the UTEP roster that, you know, for whatever reason have disbanded or discontinued.
Like which ones?
Well, baseball was a very popular sport for a very long time here at the university. And it went from being part of the university to being independent to again being part of the university to being independent. So it has a very interesting story. And then, you know, ultimately it just disbanded. Wrestling was another one, archery, fencing, you know. So we're finding out a lot about, you know, UTEP history as a result of this exhibit. We have a wonderful timeline also, you know, that kind of tells the milestones of athletics here on campus. We pay homage, obviously, to the 1966 championship because, you know, whether it gets too much attention or not, we have to acknowledge the fact that that is our prized moment in sports history for our university. And it brought so much attention to the university and, you know, so much more than being a sports milestone. It was a civil rights milestone. And, you know, we have to be proud of that moment and we have to celebrate that moment. So this exhibit does that as well.
And I'm curious if you have any sort of vintage uniforms from some of those old sports from back in the day.
We do. The UTEP Heritage Commission has done a wonderful job of, you know, finding and archiving many items that they've come across. And in their collection, they have a 1935 Sun Bowl football uniform. And it was from the very first Sun Bowl ever played. Huh. And the team was called the El Paso All-Stars. And a lot of people don't realize that the athletes on that team were high school players. And so we have the very first football uniform from 1935. And UTEP Athletics lent us a 2013 football uniform. So we have it juxtaposed to a brand new uniform. And that's a lot of people love to see that, you know, that change, that evolution. And I have to tell you, when we were putting the 1935 uniform on the mannequin, we had to be very careful with it, obviously. You know, it's so old and so delicate. But I was amazed at how strong and, you know, how durable this uniform really is. It's great. I wish everybody could feel it, but they can't. You know, we do have it behind glass.
Well, what about any pay dirt Pete's? I was looking at your Facebook page for the Centennial mm-hmm. Museum, and I saw some of the old pay dirt Pete's on there. So do you have any of the old pay dirt Pete's on display?
We do, and that's actually in the other exhibit, A Century of Transformations, which, again, is the official Centennial exhibit. Again, thanks to the Heritage Commission that, you know, they're normally on display in the Heritage House here on campus, but because of campus transformation, it's kind of hard to get to right now, and they have limited hours because of that as well. So they were more than happy to lend them to us for this year-long exhibit because they knew that they would be seen there. And these pay dirt Pete's, you know, they date back decades. And, you know, we get people who are still part of Texas Western who come in and say, oh, I remember that Pete. And
yeah, there's a creepy-looking Pete there,
There's a couple of creepy ones, you know. There was one, and I apologize for not knowing the years that he was the official mascot, but there was one that was designed by Disney. And he has really big head. And if you look at the pictures, you know, he kind of resembles one of the Seven Dwarfs. and he was designed by Disney. And then, you know, after that, you know, there was the really scary looking Pete. And at one point there was a Pete with a cigar.
Yeah.
And I think for political correctness, I think they kind of took out the cigar. And, you know, so it's evolved to the happy pay dirt Pete that we have today, that, you know, the lovable pay dirt Pete. So absolutely, that is a highlight of that exhibit as well.
Well, one of your recent walking tours that you were talking about earlier in the show was focusing on some of the athletic facilities that mm-hmm. we have. And I know that you're sort of focusing on certain athletic facilities, not all of them all at once. And
right.
that was one that you had, I guess, just about a month or so ago.
We had that from October, and it's kind of wrapping up as we speak. And that one focused on track and field and football. So it included stops at Holiday Hall, which was the very first gymnasium here on campus. And then over the years just became the track offices. And then Kidd Field, which again was the original football field mm-hmm. and now is the main track for cross country and track and field practice. And then the Larry Durham Center, which, you know, was built in the last couple of years. But it's a state-of-the-art football facility for training, for, you know, they have wonderful locker rooms. They have a lab there that students can learn the science behind concussions. And, you know, they have a wonderful facility there for students to be able to work on the sidelines and work with the athletes so that if they have a concussion, they can be there on hand to help them. And then they work with these athletes in the weeks following just to see what kind of progress they make as a result.
And these walking tours, I know that it's sort of the holiday season right mm-hmm. now. Are you on a break from those, and when are you going to restart those?
We will restart those at the beginning of the centennial year, 2014, in January. And we're kicking off with the UTEP Architecture Tour. And I'm really excited about this tour because we've been working with Dr. Max Grossman, who teaches art history here on campus. But he's a wonderful architecture enthusiast, and he is becoming an expert on Henry Troost, who was so prominent here with the El Paso landscape, and we're finding out with the UTEP landscape as well. You know, he was a big player in the design and the execution of the Bhutanese style and buildings. And so his tour focuses a lot on Troost's influence on UTEP. And so we're really excited about that. He's very passionate. We've been doing tour guide trainings with him, and it's just fascinating, you know, what we learn as tour guides as well and what we're going to be able to present to the public.
And those tours are Monday afternoons?
Those tours, actually, the Monday afternoon was for the athletics facilities, mm-hmm. and those tours are going to be on specific dates on Saturdays, and we'll have those dates on our website, either the Centennial website or the official Centennial Celebration website, which is utep100years.com. But the easiest thing to do is to call me personally, and I can arrange for tours and tour guides. And my phone number is 747-6669. And we do ask that the public make a reservation because that way if they need special parking permits, I can provide them with those. If they need special accommodations, I can make sure that, you know, I provide them with those as well through the tour guides or, you know, anything beyond that.
Is the Centennial Museum going to be closed during the holidays?
It is. We will reopen on January 3rd.
Well, we're really glad that you're able to come in. Maribel Villalba, the director of the Centennial Museum here on the university campus. And if you'd like to learn more about the exhibits and the walking tours that the Centennial Museum is presenting as part of the Centennial celebration at UTEP, you can call Maribel Villalba at 747-6669, or you can visit the UTEP Centennial Celebration website, which is utep100years.com. Again, thank you, Maribel, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Norma.
And this is Focus on Campus. For Louis Sines, I'm Norma Martinez.